I think there's a combination of physical evidence, the defendant's own response, and the motive that the defendant had to commit this. So I think you put all that together, and I think it was a very compelling case.
Listen, what do? I do the best I can. I know the client's satisfied. I know his family's satisfied. I had two great police, former police detectives working with me. We were all convinced that they didn't have the proof, but the jury saw otherwise. That's the name of the game.
She returned from work the Friday before and was facing the IRS levy. I suspect they were working through that during the weekend. And eventually, when it was time for her to leave on Monday morning, it culminated in a further argument, which escalated into what we saw happen to her.
I think he's a little bit in shock right now because I think he felt good. You know, you always run the risk when you put a defendant on a witness stand. Everybody thinks they should take the stand, but sometimes it's counterproductive. Jury can only tell us that. Obviously, they didn't believe him. If they believed him, he wouldn't have been convicted.